USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in South Florida visiting Lake Okeechobee and touring some of the aging infrastructure that's being updated.
I want to just thank the Army Corps of Engineers. It's been fantastic. I said, let's go. We need a wall also on the border. You know that, right? I'm looking at all these walls. I'm saying southern border, too. Don't forget our southern border. And we're right now building a lot of wall on the southern border.
Record flooding in the Midwest and Great Plains could cause at least $3 billion in damage to the region, and more than one-third of that tally is from agriculture. Dale Reif is a farmer in Iowa, and he's concerned about getting a crop in for this year.
We're still optimistic that hopefully we'll get a plant a crop this coming year and just see how it all plays out.
Reif was speaking there on Fox News and says any planting that would take place would be in about 3 weeks. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Linda McMahon, head of the Small Business Administration, is planning to announce as soon as Friday that she's stepping down. McMahon is expected to rejoin the private sector and also join President Trump's 2020 re-election campaign. A Republican from the East Bronx who says she's fed up with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she's going to run to try to unseat the Democratic Socialist in 2020. Ruth Papazian joins Fox News and says running Amazon out of New York was the last straw.
Just looking at the Amazon situation, she parachuted into a congressional district she doesn't even represent and led the parade of grandstanding politicians to tank the deal. Now, instead of fighting to keep Amazon out of Queens, she should have been fighting to bring Amazon to the Bronx. Warehousing is one of our major industries here, and Amazon needs warehouses. She could have been fighting to bring warehousing jobs to the Bronx.
Papazian also says she understands the uphill battle she's facing. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
High-level meetings are being held next week in Washington, D.C. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a preview.
NATO's turning 70 next week. The anniversary will be marked when foreign ministers from 29 member states gather in Washington. Yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, speaking in Washington, was asked about the president's continued claims that many of those nations are not paying their fair share towards NATO. Pompeo says there's nothing wrong with reviewing the current state of NATO to determine if changes need to be made.
It is worthy to go reevaluate whether the first principles of NATO, right, the founding doctrine, if that charter is being adhered to, if the roles are right, if we've got it structured for 2019 and beyond, and we've done that, whether it was the UN Human Rights Council or the International Criminal Court. These are institutions that we need to stare at. We've been accused of not liking multilateral organizations. That's just not true.
Pompeo was speaking at the National Review Institute's Ideas Summit in Washington, D.C.
Rockland County, New York Executive Ed Day says the county's state of emergency, which bans children who don't have measles vaccinations from public places, seems to be encouraging local families to get their kids vaccinated.
And we're giving them a reason, in particular, beyond the medical reasons. We have upcoming holidays in two major faiths in this county. It's the time to do this is now, whether you be Christian or Jewish.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.